This case happened in October 1957. This man, his newspaper man, received a letter in November 1957, and in this letter there was a very strange history, because the writer said that he had been kidnapped and had been taken to a UFO to several hours, and asked my friend if he was interested, he could came from his town to Rio to give his report to him. And my friend told me about the case, and I told him this man is my friend Martins. He asked my advice about this case, and he called the man. He was a 23 years old young man, intelligent, with no signs of psychological disturbance. He wasn't a crackpot, and he wasn't a mystic. And he told a very strange story. We made a cross-examination of him, which lasted about 7 hours, we two, myself and my friend. And this man made the most detailed description of the inside of a UFO that I have seen. He said that he was in a tractor plowing a field, and an object came down, egg-shaped, and the motor, the engine of the tractor was started, the lights dimmed out and went out. The object came down slowly and landed in three or four legs, and a door was open, and he saw five people in a kind of suit with helmets, and they came down in his direction, and he tried to run away, and there was a fight. He had to fight, and at the end he was grasped, taken by force to the UFO, and inside the UFO they took his clothes, passed a kind of sponge with a liquid kind of oil substance all over his body, and then they took samples of his blood from the chin, his side, this side, with a kind of tube, and he had two scars to show us. And then he said that he had been taken to a small room with a number of small holes in the walls, and then a gas came out from those holes, and he was very disturbed. He had vomits, and after a long time the door opened, and he saw a woman, and this woman was about 4 feet tall, long hair, blonde, almost white, high cheekbones, a very thin chin, and blue eyes slanted on the sides, and she talked a very strange language, just like a dog, he said, just like a dog howling. And he said he had sex contact with this woman. And then the others came. He never saw the others without the helmet. It was only possible to see the eyes. and glasses, because the helmet wasn't transparent. And at the end, the human disappeared in another room, and the four other persons seated at the table talked with each other for a long time, and after a very long talk, they called him by signs, gave him his clothes, and showed him the outside of the UFO. And the last thing was a man who came with him to the outside. He pointed to the ground, he pointed to himself, and he pointed to a star in the south. And then the UFO was born. I don't believe this story. The story was, we decided that it was too fantastic to be published, and we kept the story secret, like the force does, for 7 years.